Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, join us here toll free and bring up anything you want to discuss. We've talked about the Church of Cannabis suing in civil court the folks, the government bureaucrats there in Indianapolis, the state of Indiana, over the religious freedoms that they should have to smoke cannabis, but they have not yet actually attempted to exercise said religious freedom. And of course, if you don't exercise your rights, then you really can't expect to keep them. And so it'll be interesting to see how that case pans out. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And also we talked to Akko in Cameroon about some crazy slave recruiting going on there where people are being tempted and tantalized to traveling to Kuwait where they're then sold into slavery, possible sex slavery as well. And, of course, that's not just happening in Cameroon. It's happening in a lot of places. So you can bring up anything that you would like to discuss here tonight. And, Daryl, you wanted to share with our audience about the rainbow flag thing that has been going on Facebook. This is a like a picture tool or something like that?
Right. So there's sort of like a Facebook profile photo filter thing where you can add the rainbow flag over your profile image. And, well, there are claims that that is a psychological test being conducted on tens of millions, possibly hundreds of millions of people without their explicit permission.
This happened a few weeks ago once the Supreme Court made the ruling about gay marriage.
Right. So the article here from the Daily Mail came out on the 29th of June. So it came out a couple of weeks ago. And so when they talk about, you know, like this week and Friday, it's a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
They write, your Facebook feed is probably looking a little more colorful this week. In celebration of the Supreme Court's approval of same-sex marriage, the site is offering users a tool to overlay their profile photo with a rainbow filter.
Mm-hmm.
More than 26 million people changed their profile picture using the rainbow filter to show support for the LGBTQ community since the tool launched on Friday, and obviously it was Friday a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But while it may seem like Facebook's intentions are noble, some reports claim the social network may be carrying out another psychological test on its users. The reports were sparked by a throwaway comment by MIT network scientist Cesar Hidalgo on Facebook. He joked, this is probably a Facebook experiment. The question is, how long will it take for people to change their profile pictures back to normal? This led Atlantic to speculate that by setting up its own tool to let people filter their profile picture, Facebook could gain unprecedented insight into how to influence people. Facebook, however, immediately denied that claim. A spokesperson for the site told Daily Mail, this was not an experiment or a test, but rather something that enables people to show their support for the LGBTQ community on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like they're kind of reaching here, Daryl. I mean, the idea that this is some sort of a test on how to manipulate people or whatever. I mean, it's clear that if a bunch of people do something, then others are going to follow suit because it's popular or cool or whatever, right? I mean, is that really news? Is that some sort of revelation?
To some people, it is.
Okay.
Because some people have never heard about the ASH experiments.
Well, you'll have to remind me about what those are.
So, I know you've heard about
the tennis star.
No, not Arthur Ashe.
Okay.
There was a scientist guy, I forget his first name, but his last name was Ash. And you've heard about the Milgram experiment.
Yes.
To where, you know, it tested whether or not people followed orders when given by some guy in a lab coat.
And they did.
The experiment must continue. The ASH experiments had 11 people that were in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, 11 Confederates.
Oh, and I think I know which one this is. Okay, go ahead.
Then
tell me
they
more.
Had the 12th person that was the test subject.
Right.
So they would do things to where they would put up three pictures or, you know, a picture with three lines. and they would ask which one of these lines is the longest.
And the Confederates would pick the wrong line.
They would all pick the wrong line, and somewhere like 90% of the time, the person that was the test subject
would go along.
Would go along because he did not want to feel like he was, you know,
the odd man out. Yeah.
You know, you're looking at, well, maybe I'm just seeing this differently.
Right. Yeah, because he was the last one to go. So they went through all the other
11. Always had him be the last one to go.
Yeah.
And when it was this, you know, answer one after another, somewhere like 90 to 95% of the time, the person would give the wrong answer because they wanted to fit in. But when they had the people write the answer down, that person would give the right answer.
Of course.
As often as he could. You know, like, sometimes they might be like, I can't really tell.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it just showed that people would go along with the crowd.
Right.
And that's kind of what is being alleged here, is that Facebook is manipulating to make people be like, well, I want to fit in, so I'll join the Skittles army. And I heard somebody say, because remember the whole Confederate battle flag thing started around the same time. Mm-hmm. So there were a bunch of people putting up this rainbow filtered picture as their profile pic, and a bunch of other people putting up a Confederate battle flag as their profile pic. And so I saw something that said, my Facebook feed looks like the Skittles army is battling the Confederates.
Okay.
So
I want to hear more of the speculation, if there is more, because I don't feel like this is a big deal. I mean, what's the surprise? People have been copying others' Facebook pictures for a long time. It even happens within the Liberty Movement, where, you know, if somebody goes to jail, then, like, Free Adamo pictures start going up. And when you see your friends putting a picture on it, kind of, that's not their own face, it kind of gets your attention, and you say, well, what's that all about? And then you learn more about it, and, oh, yeah, I like that idea. Okay, I'll join in. People are definitely joiners. I mean, that much is
right.
True.
The story here from the Daily Mail continues. It says, a report from the Atlantic says that the site has long been involved in research to better see how information spreads in a social network.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, in March 2013, the company published a study that looked at factors that predicted support for marriage equality on Facebook. The research looked at what might influence a user changing their profile photo to the red equal sign. They found that people with more friends changing their photos to the red equal sign were more likely to change their own photo to
the
red equal sign.
Duh. Of course, if a bunch of your friends are changing their picture, of course that means you're more that person is more likely to also change their picture. This is not a revelation, is it?
To some people, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I mean, to anybody who's not even taken, like, you know, a basic look at life, I mean, to what kind of person is this a revelation?
To people that don't look at history of psychological experiments to see that
it's not even. You don't even have to look at the history of psychological experiments to know that people go along to get along and to know that people follow the crowd. That's just people.
Right, but, like, that's just anecdotal evidence, Ian.
Okay.
So, like, people need to see reports and studies and statistics before they believe anything.
Well, okay, fine. I mean, really, is there anyone out there listening that did not know that what you're reporting here tonight? Our toll-free number is 855-453. Like, I am shocked. Shocked, I say, that people will be influenced by their friends. Come on. That's how all businesses that are successful, you know, really make it. Like, in the restaurant business, it's word of mouth. It's people going and doing what they see their friends going and doing and jumping on the bandwagon, so to speak. This is one of the classic examples of how to influence
so
people.
So if everybody else jumped off a bridge,
yeah.
Yes, right. A lot of people would jump off the frickin' bridge. The story here continues. The study, however, that being the study that was done in 2013 about
the actual Facebook study that they're admitting
to. The actual Facebook study that Facebook admits was a study. That study was not able to discover whether it was friends that influenced the change or whether the users already had friends with the same view. So they, you know, basically, we don't know if people's ideas were being changed or they were just copying their friends because they believe the same thing that their friends believe. The story,
I would say, the latter.
Continues. Last year, Facebook was accused of breaking data protection laws when it altered the news feeds of almost 700,000 users back in 2012. And there's more info on that.
All right, stand by. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We don't want you to go along to get along here. You can bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. Got some cool news about Bitcoin here in a little bit. besides the obvious price spike that happened in the last 24 hours. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Also, I want to inform you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a great website for you to go and get to uncover the secrets and expose the lies, as they like to say. At Freedom's Phoenix, you'll get up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. And it's there for you 7 days a week, all kinds of packed with information. You can sign up for their free daily dispatch over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Ian and Daryl in the studio tonight. Daryl, you're telling us about a kind of, it's almost like a conspiracy theory in a way, the idea that Facebook was giving people this tool, this rainbow filter tool, so they could filter their photo to celebrate the court decision that enshrined gay marriage all across the United States. Lots of people did it. They said 20-something million.
26 million.
23 million, or 26 million people used this tool to change their profile photo to a rainbowed version. And this article over at the Daily Mail is suggesting that some are claiming that this is some sort of a plot. This is a psychological experiment being run on the users of Facebook. And to me, it just seems like, you know, this isn't really anything newsworthy, but you seem to think it is.
Right. And, you know, if you look, depending on how you define psychological experiment, like, you know, social networking in and of itself could be a psychological experiment.
Of course.
But we do know that Facebook admitted to, in 2012, altering the news feeds of 700,000 users in what was called the emotion contagion experiment, in which the media giant edited feeds to highlight either positive or negative items. And it caused outrage among some users. And what they were able to determine was, if we show people a bunch of negative stuff, they'll become depressed.
Based on their status updates, right? So they sent a bunch, showed them bad news stories, and
yes,
what a surprise when people typed in, how are you feeling today? They type in, this is a terrible day, I'm feeling depressed, or whatever, and they analyze the content of that. Okay, I've heard about that.
And people that saw positive things tended to be more happy.
This seems, again, like stating the obvious. I mean, hasn't this been studied before? Is this really news to anybody that if you surround yourself with positive people and you only take in news that is of a positive sort, that you are likely going to have a cheerier outlook on life than somebody who's constantly bathing in negativity?
The article continues, the data scientists were trying to collect evidence to prove their thesis that people's moods could spread depending on the type of content they were reading. None of the participants, and this is what I find to be the most, not really shocking, but like the most important part of this story, none of the participants in the Facebook experiment were explicitly asked for their permission to be involved. Those social network terms of use appear to allow for the company to manipulate what users
see.
Right.
I mean, now, you consented when you signed up. You told Facebook, hey, you can do whatever you want. It's your site, Facebook. I'm just a user. I'm just your resource, your human resource that you use to advertise and sell, you know, advertising to companies.
Right. And I'm glad that you went where I thought you were going to go, because that's the argument that the people that love the government give you when the government does things that you protest. Well, you consent by living here.
That's a different argument, though. You actually signed up.
No, it's not.
No, being pushed out of your mom's womb is not consent. That's
it's
not
implicit
consent. No, it's not. It's, you know,
you exist in the territory that they claim, therefore you consent to everything
okay,
they do.
That's not the same. Your comparison is not the same. Your comparison is apples to oranges. Look, you could maybe make that argument if somebody was becoming a citizen, meaning they were coming into the United States, and then they were agreeing to some sort of set of rules. In the case of Facebook, you're joining their website. You have essentially decided that Facebook is going to mine you as a resource. That's the deal with Facebook. That's why it's always free. It's what it says on their front page of their website. always free, always will be. That's one of their mottos or whatever, or something similar. I'm paraphrasing it. But, you know, that's because you are being mined. They're using you to sell advertising and pay their staff. And, you know, obviously most people are totally fine with that. Whereas the government is forcing their system on you. You are pushed out of your mother's womb on some arbitrary plot of land, and then there are a bunch of strangers telling you how to live. That's totally different.
It doesn't matter which plot of land you live on. There's going to be a government doing things that
that's
you
true.
Don't like.
That's
your
true.
Presence in what they claim is their jurisdiction is what they claim is the consent for them
that's
to do
what they
horrible
claim,
things.
But that's not the same thing as Facebook, where you actually have consented to their terms of service.
But again, it's explicit versus implicit.
So you're agreeing there's a difference here, right?
No. What I'm saying is...
You're saying it's implicit with the government, but it's explicit with Facebook, right?
No. Because...
It is explicit. They've got terms of service. You can read them if you want.
They change all the time.
That's right. It's not a contract. It's just terms of service.
And most people never read the terms of service.
That's also correct.
While they might click the I agree button,
yeah.
They're not making an informed decision.
It's not a contract. By definition, terms of service are not a contractual agreement.
Right, but you should still make an informed decision whether you're going to agree to the terms.
Well, okay, I see where you're coming from, but
so
that's buyer beware. It's your problem. If you don't want somebody using your data, if you don't want somebody manipulating, programs or whatever that you don't have control over, then you should build your own damn social networking website or join one of them that claims to be better than Facebook. I'm sure they're out there. Whether anyone's on them or not is another question.
I would say Liberty.me is better than Facebook.
Is it? Okay.
Because they take all of the best aspects of internet minus porn and put it all into one site. So you've got like chat rooms, you've got the bulletin board thing, forums. Like the name keeps going back and forth on those, so I don't know what it actually is called.
Did you read their terms of service?
I don't recall.
If it says in the terms of service that Jeffrey Tucker owns your soul by you clicking here, does that actually mean it's true? Of course
no.
not. Of course not, because there's no meeting of the minds. It's not an actual contract. It's not, one of the hallmarks of the fact that it's not a contract is that they can usually change terms of service at will. If you look at the cell phone contract, almost every one of these long, lengthy, legalistic things, even if you are signing something like a cell phone contract, it almost always says they can change the terms at will. They just have to notify you. And even in some cases, it doesn't even require their notification. They can just say, we'll just change it however we damn well please. And then, I'm sorry, but I'm not obligated to this. I'm just signing this because it's what I have to sign to get the damn cell phone.
Right. So it's like an under duress thing,
yeah.
Which I would say is not explicit consent. It's implied consent. And there's a difference
really
between explicit and implied.
It's not really under duress. And I'm not saying that there isn't a difference between those things. I'm telling you Facebook is explicit should you want to read the explicitness. But it's really long and legalistic, so I don't blame anybody for not doing so. But you can't agree to Facebook's terms and then bitch and moan about them later on. You can leave. I guess you can complain about it, but it just sounds kind of silly. You know what Facebook's all about. And if you don't, well, now you do, since you listen to this. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about psychological experimentation being done by corporations without your knowledge, and I'm fine with it. It's their sites. They can do whatever they want with them. You could claim this whole show is a psychological experiment if you wanted to get paranoid. So anyway, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE.
Wait, you're conducting a psychological experiment on me?
No, I'm not saying that.
But you just said it.
I said you could claim, and that's all these people are doing, is claiming that Facebook is putting, you know, this gay filter thing, the rainbow filter, out there as some kind of tool to experiment with how people share things or join groups. And they can mine for all kinds of data, and of course they're going to be mining data out of this. I'm sure there's some aspect to it that is probably, you know, what's actually happening is that they are using this tool to learn about their users. But that's what they do. They use the data, the humongous databases that they have, to mine for all kinds of information about you and then market to you as effectively as possible. That's their goal. So you can join us here, and of course our goal is to also market things to you effectively. We want to entertain you as well. We want to enlighten, you know, hopefully enlighten you, but along the way it's part of our job to introduce you to products and services that you might find useful, and hopefully you do. So anyway, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And one of those things that you can hopefully find useful is the Free Talk Live website. Go there. Get interactive, please. Lots of cool stuff there. Free, also for free, over at fpp.cc. That's Daryl's site. What sort of good stuff will they be getting there, Daryl?
Well, depending on where they access the internet from. No, I'm joking. The site doesn't differ depending on where you're from or how old or anything else. Okay. So, like, no psychological experiments at FPP. There's daily news. There's weekly commentary. There's a free newspaper that you can download. It's a monthly newspaper. You can download that from news.fpp.cc. And if you've got a local print shop near you, feel free to print out some copies of this. Distribute as you wish. I do not claim copyright on this.
Excellent.
I believe it's the only newspaper in the world published under a copy heart license, where the copyright
info... Did you come up with that? Who came up with
that? I did not. That was Nina Paley.
Okay.
She has
Libertarian?
Yes. Okay. She's got the comic strip Mimi and Eunice. She also came up with the Copying Is Not Theft song. Copying is not theft.
I like that. I like the copy heart thing. I actually applied it to the Shire Society forums.
Yeah, so where the copyright would normally be, it says, copying is an act of love. Love is not subject to law.
And it says copy heart, yes. Which I actually asked SoundCloud to implement, and they did not, unfortunately.
Yeah, but they do have Creative Commons, which is in some ways kind of similar, but not
it's
exactly.
Better than copyright. Creative Commons is definitely better than copyright in that there are choices that people can make about Creative Commons. There's different kinds of Creative Commons restrictions or licenses or whatever. But I'm like you, man. I don't want to license anything. And so I feel bad that I even have to choose Creative Commons options when I upload the files to SoundCloud. So know this, that if you want to use any content from Free Talk Live, please just use it. You don't have to ask permission. It's nice that people think they have to ask permission, but they really don't. So please, I'm always going to say yes. So go ahead.
And there's one more website that I have that I forgot to mention for about the last month.
Really?
A rebelsjourney.com.
Oh, you've been running ads for this.
I've been running the promos on the Liberty Radio Network for this. I'm doing a fundraiser for what is essentially my memoirs about how I came to the ideas of liberty. And
what is different from a memoir compared to a autobiography?
Memoir deals with a specific aspect of someone's life.
Not the whole story.
Where autobiography is the entire story.
Okay.
So I do in the introduction, like, gloss over some of the stuff when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't think I detail how I almost got hit by a train, but I briefly mention it. I briefly mention the time that I
drowned. Don't ever drink on the railroad tracks, Daryl. I
was five. And I'll go ahead and tell the story. And my dad's probably listening, and I asked him about this one time, and he said, never mention this again. So, Dad, if you're listening, just turn off the radio for the rest of the show.
Okay. Sorry, Pops.
Yeah, sorry. So I was about five, and me, my dad, my brother, and I think it was somebody that my dad was dating, went to some river that was by a set of train tracks. There was a waterfall nearby.
Oh, cool.
And
we don't have those. We didn't have those in Florida. Waterfall.
Yeah, like the highest elevation is 45 feet in Florida. But we, you know, actually have waterfalls in Alabama. And there were trees growing up between the railroad tracks and between the ties. So we didn't think anything about, you know,
seems
like
it's closed.
Active. Yeah.
Right.
So maybe 100 yards from where we were picnicking and where the truck was, my dad left something in the truck, asked me to go get it. He was like, just follow the railroad tracks. I can see the truck from here. And so I'm walking down, and a train comes from behind me around a bend, and there's a waterfall behind you. And you know how, like, you can't hear as well when stuff's behind you as when it's in front. And apparently they're blowing the horn.
Wow.
I never hear it. My dad.
Man, I can't even hear
running.
Anything if the kitchen sink is running, let alone a waterfall.
Like, he had to leap across the tracks and tackled me off.
Wow.
And, like, the next thing I remember is looking up and seeing several cars already past us.
So, did the trees that were growing through the tracks just sort of get bent down for a moment?
I don't remember if they got bent down or if they got broke. But Yeah, that's how I almost
got
hit by
a train. And when you say trees, is it because you were so small? Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you're a little kid, things look bigger,
they weren't
right?
Saplings. I remember that. Like, I don't think they were, you know, like, full-grown, I couldn't put my arm around them trees. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, at least 7 foot of a tree. You know, like, decent-sized trees.
Wow. Okay, well, good thing you survived that.
Yeah, thanks, so, like, I briefly mentioned that, but I don't go into detail about that. Mentioned some of the interesting things about growing up in Birmingham, Alabama, mm-hmm. where, like, I never really thought about race until I was probably a teenager, and a police officer came up because I was in a bad neighborhood that my great-grandmother lived in, and I went to every weekend. And he was like, you know, it gets pretty bad around here. You might want to leave soon. I was like, my grandmother lives here. And the lady I'm talking to lives here. We're fine. Had I given that response now instead of 20 years ago, I would probably have been pepper sprayed, tased, and arrested for some sort of, you know, like disorderly something another contempt of cop.
So you made a book, and it's called The Rebel's Journey?
A Rebel's Journey.
A Rebel's Journey.
My Path to Liberty.
Sort of like a hero's journey.
No, not really.
There's a book called that too.
No, I was not aware of that. Yeah.
The hero's journey. Sorry.
What I'm wanting to do is to give away the book.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a fundraiser.
Money for it.
Right. So basically, I'm trying to, you know, pre-sell the book without actually selling the book, if that makes sense. So
it has not been published. It cannot be read yet. Correct. It is not out there yet.
It is not yet out. I have sent preview copies to a few people that I want, basically statements.
Get a quote from them.
Right, a quote from.
The back cover or something like that.
Well, one of the people was actually Akko.
Because
he sent me a message wanting to get the text of my speech from Porkfest.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, I'm sending you an email. Here's the preview of this. Because
right
he had mentioned that in a Facebook message about, hey, tell me more about this book that I'm hearing the promos for.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm wanting to do, and you can find all of the perks and more info at arebelsjourney.com. But what I'm hoping to do is the more money that's raised, the more that I wind up giving away. So I've got some audio that I have listed as bonus audio that if I wind up surpassing the goal, the bonus audio will get released for free with the audio book.
Okay.
If I don't surpass the goal by a certain percentage, then only the donors that donated at a certain level will get that bonus audio.
But if you reach your goals, then you'll release both the audiobook and the physical or the online version of the book for free?
For free. The physical book would be as cheap as the distributors allow.
Yep. Okay, cool. We'll come back with more here in moments, and you can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live. Got some interesting Bitcoin news about Backpage.com. You know what that is? It's Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever you would like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's like every day there's some kind of exciting Bitcoin news out there. It was a few days ago that the Bitcoin network hit a new record high, not for price, but for transactions per second. And in fact, they were higher, not quite by a factor of two, but close to it, more so than PayPal. The Bitcoin network had more transactions per second earlier this week than PayPal did, which is an incredible feat for the relatively new cryptocurrency. I mean, it's only been around for 6 years. PayPal's been around for, what, 15 years or something like that?
Long time.
Yeah, so PayPal, very, very established. I mean, when you think about money online before Bitcoin, you'd think PayPal. At least I know I would.
Yeah.
That was the primary way to transfer money from one person to another online. And now, if Bitcoin has more transactions per day, then you could argue Bitcoin has surpassed PayPal in being the number one choice for people to transact money. And yes, when you're on PayPal, there is a way to send money with no fee if you send as a friends and family transaction or something
right.
like that, or a personal, I think they call it. But if you are not sending in that kind of manner, and from what I understand, if you send, if let's say we're doing business together, Daryl, and we didn't really actually know each other, and I said, hey, let's do a friend and family thing or personal transaction, and then you sent me that money personal and there was no fees, I think I heard somewhere that it's actually hard to do a like, you can't challenge it in the same way that you can challenge, like, a business transaction. You know, like, if there's a dispute in with a business transaction, PayPal will investigate, and there's, like, there's a process.
Let's just say that I find you on, I don't know, Backpage, mm-hmm. and you're selling a product, and you're like, hey, to save ourselves the fee, send it to friend and family. So I send you the money. You never deliver the product to me.
Yeah.
I can't really dispute that. Right.
That's what I've heard.
You're sending, you're not buying a product.
Right. It's not business. It's just money from your friend, supposedly. So you know this person. You need to handle it on your own, basically.
Yeah. Like, I'm helping you be able to, you know, like, buy tires for your car or whatever.
Now, with Bitcoin, of course, there's virtually no fee. It's darn close to zero. You can actually send it. You can send a transaction for no fee on Bitcoin. That's generally bad, you know, sort of like bad form, essentially, to do that, because there are people who are mining Bitcoin, and those miners are the ones that are confirming the transactions and making sure the network is robust and that it's, you know, unhackable and all that.
Well, there are some services that use Bitcoin. So Coinbase, for instance, mm-hmm. if you're sending from, say, your account to another Coinbase user, because that's all, like, internal bookkeeping for them, they can do that with no fee.
So, but again, the fee with Bitcoin is almost zero. I mean, it's, you know, you can send money for 2 cents, basically. You can send as much money as you want. If you want to send $5,000, it costs you the same as sending $5.
Or if you send 1 cent, it's still going to cost you 2 cents.
Yeah, exactly. So go to, let's see. Well, here's the news, actually, from Cointelegraph.com. The website, Backpage.com. Now, this is sort of a basically Craigslist kind of site that actually allows for adult listings. Isn't that right?
Yes. In some ways, it's kind of Craigslist-y.
It looks like Craigslist. I just went to it.
Right. Craigslist, a couple of years ago, they removed their... There was some sort of thing that not the casual encounter, but like the intimate services.
Adult services.
Yeah,
they
removed that. And so it was about that time that Backpage sort of popped up, and they're like, we have escorts.
Yeah, escorts, body rubs, strippers and strip clubs, dom and fetish, TS, is that transvestite?
Transsexual.
Transsexual. Male escorts, phone and websites, adult jobs, and then there's other stuff like automotive jobs and, you know, regular classifieds. The adult section here is actually interesting. They don't tell you how many listings there are in the adult section. I guess the suggestion is here that's sort of the main purpose for Backpage.com, is that's
yeah, I think
what
so.
People use it for. So, according to Cointelegraph.com, international classified ad site Backpage.com has switched to providing exclusively cryptocurrency payments for its adult entertainment section. As of July 9th, that would be yesterday, users posting advertisements of an adult nature, such as escort services, must use Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin to pay any posting fees. The move makes Backpage the first mainstream resource of its type to experiment with a cryptocurrency-only payment model. Now, why'd they do this? Well, it's because they were under threat by Visa and MasterCard.
So I wonder if this means that the escorts are then accepting Bitcoin.
It would certainly seem to increase the likelihood, wouldn't it? I mean, if they have to pay with Bitcoin to get on the site, they probably have a Bitcoin wallet, and so therefore should accept Bitcoin at that point. On July 7th, Backpage, which is headquartered in Texas, announced the suspension of fees for the adult section in response to Visa and MasterCard's refusal to continue servicing its website. Although the zero-fee period is expected to be temporary, the cryptocurrency integration could be longer-lived, with reports of site downtime due to increased traffic following the change. Francis Polio, the co-founder and vice president of Satoshi Counter, the exchange which assisted Backpage's Bitcoin implementation, also commented that his company's phones would not stop ringing once the feature went live. The switch up at Backpage came as major payment processors abandoned their support earlier this week, MasterCard citing what it describes as, quote, illegal or brand damaging activities, unquote, involving its cards and motivating the decision. So a lot of these corporations will say in their terms of service that no one reads, right, like that you can't use our card to do anything illegal. And they're saying that by, you know, posting an advertisement for an escort service, that they are essentially assisting in some sort of illegal process, and so therefore they don't want to do that.
Right, and they even go so broad on their definition of illegal that in some cases they will say if it's illegal at the federal level, we don't care what the state law is, you still can't do it. That's why a lot of banks refuse to do business with businesses that are in the cannabis industry,
right,
in Colorado, Washington, Alaska, because Oregon now, because they're concerned about the federal implications of them assisting in criminal conduct. And then, well, the feds come in and steal everything out of the bank and say, all right, it's all ours now. Prove that you weren't involved in criminal activity.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
As USA Today reported Monday, however, it was a call to action on the part of Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart, which spurred Visa to follow suit. Dart, who objected to the availability of Backpage's adult section within his jurisdiction for, quote, moral, social, and legal reasons, unquote, told the paper that his office did not threaten Visa and MasterCard, but simply asked for their cooperation. Cook County, are we talking about Nevada there? Isn't there a Cook County?
There's a Cook County in Nevada. There's a Cook County in, I believe, Illinois. Cook County possibly in Georgia.
Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart, the sheriff of Cook County, Illinois.
That's where Chicago is.
Okay, got it.
Thanks, Obama.
So the sheriff of Cook County wanted Visa and MasterCard to stop taking credit cards or stop providing service to Backpage in their adult section, and they did it. They decided to do as he asked. The letter sent by Sheriff Dart to MasterCard's CEO and board of directors further asserted that, quote, institutions such as yours have the moral, social, and legal right to step up on this pervasive problem and make a fundamental and everlasting difference.
Now, whose morals are he wanting them to enforce? Does he want them to enforce his morals?
Apparently.
Their own morals? Someone else's morals?
Yeah, if anybody believes this is going to make a fundamental or everlasting difference on the sex trade, they are fooling themselves.
Yeah.
Sex trade is not going away simply because Visa and MasterCard have left Backpage.com.
Money came about because of prostitutes.
Is that right?
Yes. So in what is basically ancient Babylonia, there was, I forget which goddess it was, but the farmers would bring their harvest to the temple. They would then give, like, you know, or not their entire harvest, but, you know, like a portion of their harvest, they would give to the temple. The temple would then give them a silver coin. That coin was to then be given to a prostitute.
Wow.
That they would have sex with. And by doing so, the goddess would bless them with a fertile crop for next year.
So now, according to the website here, Backpage will give you a free account by using promotional code FREESPEECH, all in caps, all one word. Pretty cool. And cool that they're taking only Bitcoin now. Big change. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.